It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, moving into your first house can be a big thrill, but maybe less so when you get those hard-to-answer questions like, how do you keep the basement from flooding? Or how do I arrange the bills? Our guest teaches us some Homeowners 101. First, the Trump administration announced plans to reduce the number of refugees the U.S. will accept in the 2019 fiscal year. The new cap of 30,000 is down from the current year's limit of 45,000, and that number was the lowest since the Refugee Act was passed in 1980. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in announcing the move that it will allow the U.S. to process the claims of asylum seekers trying to enter the country and focus on the cases of refugees who are already here. He also said it will ensure those coming into the country get properly vetted in order to maintain national security. Elise Cohen is an assistant professor of political science at UW-Green Bay's Sheboygan campus. Elise, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here, Rob.
Well, can you put this news, this new level of refugees into perspective, looking back at the few decades of this refugee program? How is this comparing to what we've done in the past?
Yeah, as you said, this is the lowest ceiling that we've had on our refugee admissions since our resettlement program was created in 1980, and it's a reduction by about one-third from the dramatically lowered cap that the Trump administration had put into effect for this year, which was 45,000. So this is really something that I think his base and the supporters would see as fulfilling his campaign promise to really crack down on all types of immigration, not just illegal immigration, but also legal types of immigration.
Now, we hear this 45,000 refugee limit for the current year, but just over, as I understand it, just over 20,000 have been admitted. So even that cap, we're not getting there. Is that right?
Right. So what this cap does, it's just like a ceiling, which in the past, administration set it as a goal. What's supposed to happen is that the executive branch would consult with Congress in setting this goal. What we saw last year with the lowered cap at 45,000 was that members of Congress were sort of upset that the Trump administration hadn't really consulted, but had sort of publicly announced that lowered cap, and then after the fact, almost sort of notified Congress, you know, by the way, this is the cap that we're going for. I anticipate a similar reaction this year because it seems like we're publicly already discussing this much lower cap before any formal consultation with Congress has occurred. But you're absolutely right. It's just a cap, and so you can fall far below that as we have this year. We're not even to 21,000, even though the cap had been 45,000. So in lowering it to 30,000, a lot of refugee resettlement agencies are worried, well, this might mean even well below, you know, 20,000, 15,000 could be the actual end result.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this move was meant in part to let the U.S. focus on moving existing refugee cases through the system. Here's part of what he had to say.
The daunting operational reality of addressing the over 800,000 individuals in pending asylum cases demands renewed focus and prioritization. The magnitude of this challenge is unequaled in any other country. In consideration of both U.S. national security interest and the urgent need to restore integrity to our overwhelmed asylum system, the United States will focus on addressing the humanitarian protection cases of those already in the country.
I want to sort something out there because he's talking about wanting to focus on asylum seekers in the United States while we're cutting down the number of refugees. Those are not synonyms, right? Those are two different categories. Can you explain the difference, Elise?
You're exactly right, Rob. So our asylum process is something that happens either at our border or once those individuals are already in our territory. And those are the people we call asylees. Those are the people that would be currently what the Pompeo is referring to as overwhelming, as he says, our immigration courts. The refugees are overseas, and we only accept refugees who have already been vetted and meet the international legal qualifications according to the United Nations Refugee Office and our own Department of Homeland Security vetting. So our refugee process is entirely separate from our local sort of border asylum process. We have domestic courts, immigration courts, which are overseen by the Department of Justice that handle those asylum cases. Those are not involved at all in the refugees, which is the State Department and other government agencies.
So is there any notion that, hey, if we spend less resources, fewer resources on refugees, we could put that into dealing with asylum cases? Or are they so separate that there really isn't a spillover effect?
Yeah, that's a great point. The backlog that is discussed in terms of our immigration courts means we have not enough immigration courts judges to really hear and give adequate time to hearing all of the asylum claims being made before deportation proceedings. Because those judges have nothing to do with the refugee processing, and indeed those refugees coming from overseas are vetted by totally separate agencies, there's really no way that the immigration judges could have their casework reduced in any way by having less refugees. I think the common denominator is for people that would support both kinds of policies, reducing asylum at the southern border and reducing our immigration in terms of refugees, is that it would lower the number of foreigners that are allowed to enter into the United States.
Talking to Elise Cohen from the UW Green Bay Sheboygan campus, looking at the announcement from the Trump administration that they are lowering the ceiling, the maximum number of refugees the United States would accept into the country to 30,000 in the coming fiscal year. Elise, talk us through, we've talked about this before, but talk us through who can become a refugee, what it takes to qualify for that status.
Yeah, so that's another really great point of confusion for a lot of people, of thinking about refugees as just one type of legal entry into the United States. In order to be a refugee, we have an international legal definition where they must be facing the threat of a well-founded fear of persecution or harm, oftentimes even a threat of torture. And this is based on maybe political opinion, race, religion, nationality, or social group. We also see that for our refugee program, they must go through a very intensive security vetting process that in the past took anywhere up to 2 years in order for them to go through and really qualify. So what they have in terms of differentiating them from other types of immigrants is that they are really a humanitarian category. They're fleeing for their lives and survival, and that's what makes refugees different from other types of immigrants that may be coming for family reunification, work, or education opportunities.
Can you talk about the, demand for refugee status? I know it peaked a couple years ago, driven largely but not exclusively by the war in Syria. What are we seeing this year?
Yeah, once again, we see the global refugee numbers are growing. So right now we have an unprecedented number of displaced people in the world, including over 25 million refugees. And we do see Syria remains the top source of where those refugees are coming from, with over 6 million coming from Syria. Afghanistan, Somalia, Myanmar, these are other major sources of the global refugee crisis right now. So while the demand is growing worldwide, what we see is the U.S. is sort of retreating in the last 2 years from its share of global refugee responsibility sharing. In the past, we've been the leader of the global resettlement regime. I think since 1975 alone, we've accepted over 3 million refugees. And so the global resettlement of refugees really depends on the U.S. contribution.
As we start to wrap up, Elise, we're talking about numbers in the tens of millions this year. We're talking about taking in refugees in the numbers of tens of thousands in the United States. Other developed countries are taking in probably smaller amounts. So where are all of those refugees who aren't getting status, getting accepted into the United States and other developed countries?
Yeah, the most of them are languishing sort of in temporary status, waiting to see when their life can begin anew in what's called refugee camps. A lot of the conditions of those camps you can read about easily in the news. They're really horrifying in terms of the level of quality of life. The other thing to keep in mind is we have countries like our neighbor to the north, Canada. They have about a tenth of the U.S. population, but this year they're on track to accept more in sheer number in terms of refugees than the United States is. So there are some countries that are doing a lot based on their population size. Unfortunately, it seems like the U.S. is really reducing our role in that.
Elise, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here, Rob.
Elise Cohen is an assistant professor of political science at UW Green Bay's Sheboygan campus. She joined us to talk about the Trump administration's decision to cut the number of refugees allowed in the United States next year by 15,000.